Welcome to Medical Matters. Today I'm with Dr. Bottom and we're going to be talking about concussions. Welcome, Dr. Bottom. What about concussions?
Well, thanks, Barry. It's great to be back again. It is concussion season, unfortunately. Concussions can occur at any time of the year, but certainly with the startup of high school sports in Haliburton County and Highland Storm sports, hockey and football, actually rugby as well. Some years there's girls rugby, are high-risk sports for concussion, and people should be aware of concussion and what to look for. It has gotten a lot of press lately. People are concerned about concussion, and they should be. But I think there's more to concussion that it's worth knowing about, and what are the issues? And you brought up a case earlier about a high school athlete.
Yeah, recently there was a high school athlete, as a matter of fact, yesterday, who was, hit and eventually died that night from what appeared to have been a concussion. Is that a normal thing? What is a concussion?
Sure. So you're not going to die from a concussion. However, when first people suffer a head injury, it's not always clear exactly what has happened. Another popular case was one of Natasha Richards, who was a famous actress. She was in Parent Trap many years ago with our favorite Lindsay Lohan. But she was skiing at Mount Tremblant and fell on Nansen, which is one of the easiest runs at Tremblant, so it's very difficult to get into trouble there. But seemingly, again, she fell down, hit her head, got up, finished the run feeling a bit woozy, and within 3 to 4 hours was losing consciousness and was eventually shipped to Montreal and New York City and succumbed from what appeared to be a relatively minor head injury within sort of 12 to 24 hours of that. So same with this football player. So when people injure themselves, when there is an injury to the head, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a direct blow to the head, if the head is shaken or twisted quickly, as in a shoulder check, or when football people get twisted and turned, there is a lot of sloshing that goes around in the brain, and the skull is not a complete sphere. It actually has ridges in it that the brain can be trapped against when there's that shearing force. And with that, one of two things may happen. You may lose consciousness, you may have a period of disorientation that occurs without loss of consciousness, and from there, with a concussion, people will gradually improve. However, if there's enough damage done around the brain, you may get bleeding and swelling of the brain, and that no longer is a concussion. That is a closed head injury that, if not picked up early, could potentially be fatal. So as opposed to a car accident when people crack their head through a windshield and there's an immediate loss of consciousness and devastation, these people will gradually develop symptoms. So it's very important to recognize that somebody has injured their head. And it's very important for that person to be observed very carefully for a number of hours afterwards. So we all sort of know of the precaution, you know, wake somebody up every 2 or 3 hours overnight after a head injury. That has nothing to do with concussion. That is more to make sure that they have not had a bleed or swelling of their brain and that they actually are rousable and will come around. So in many cases, in my work at the emergency department in Haliburton, athletes will be brought in, hurlers or people walking on the ice who have hit their head and they've had a brief period of loss of consciousness, they've had a period of confusion, disorientation, and they'll come in and we'll observe those people for 2, 3, 4 hours in our emergency department. We're not observing them for concussion. If I knew it was a concussion, I would send them out the door and give them some guidelines, but we want to make sure they haven't had a closed head injury. So this football player, again, maybe there was a underlying congenital issue in his brain. Maybe he had actually suffered a couple concussions already within a short period of time, and this was the second or third or fourth concussion in a short period of time, and he had not fully recovered. I'm just speculating, but there is a condition called second impact syndrome, where if somebody has suffered a concussion and the brain is not fully healed, and they suffer a second concussion, they lose some of the control of the blood flow to their brain and there's a greater risk of brain swelling. It's very important to recognize concussion and allow people an appropriate time to recover afterwards.
What is that appropriate time?
Good question, Barry, because that time varies. Current guidelines, if you suspect somebody's had a head injury, they should be excluded from sports and activities until proven that they are recovered. Some people will recover within 24 hours. Some people may take months to recover after a concussion. And it really is independent of what happened at the time of the injury. We're now finding with the incredible research that's going on and a lot of good work being done in Canada, and we are recognized around the world for our research, we're recognizing that certain people are more susceptible to concussion. Certain people will take longer to recover from concussion. There are certain clinical features that may occur. So some people may have difficulty with headaches after concussion. Some may have depression after concussion. Some may have difficulty with vision, reading, learning, physical activity. So everybody's a little bit different. So we're learning to sort of recognize the different features of a concussion and allowing for that so that we know that the patient is recovered. You know, they may say, oh, my headache is gone and I feel good, but I'm still having difficulties reading a book for more than two or three pages. Well, that person hasn't recovered. So we're looking at physical rest. We're looking at something called cognitive rest afterwards, resting the brain, not playing video games, not watching TV, not going back to school, maybe not going back to work until you recovered. Any brain activity, the brain uses just as much energy or more so thinking than it actually does when you're actually participating in a sport or activity. And some people, you know, use less brain power when they're physically active because there's just a natural reflex that occurs as opposed to going back to math class and learning some calculus. That can be very demanding.
So other than sports injuries with a concussion, is there anything else that might happen around the house that one might have a concussion that they should come in and have you look at them?
Concussion can happen anywhere, anytime. You're walking across the floor in your socks and slip and hit your head on the counter or on the floor, playing in the backyard with kids. It can happen anytime, anywhere. So one of the important things to recognize is that if somebody has suddenly developed a bit of confusion, headache, nausea, loss of consciousness is, well, I'll say a no-brainer, but is very obvious. They probably should be assessed to make sure there isn't something more serious going on, and then the recovery would happen from there. And I think it's important to involve your primary health provider in that recovery process and those decisions. One of the big thrusts probably several years ago was this term return to play. So there is a graded scale of how we like people to return to play once they're symptom-free, so gradually increasing activity, and your primary care provider can provide a sort of an outline as to how that would go. And if at any stage you start redeveloping symptoms, fogginess, blurred vision, nausea, headache, then you step back until those symptoms disappear and move up. But in other cases, or more recently what we're talking about, and this was actually published in the Canadian Family Physician, was this return to learn process. So not just returning to playing, but returning to learn, and some guidelines getting kids back to school. We want kids back to school as quickly as possible. And it used to be felt, well, they can go back to school immediately, just not play, go to gym and play in the soccer game or football game. But no, if they're not fully recovered, they should not be going back into the classroom either. And I've had students with concussion from figure skating or football or snowboarding that we've taken weeks or months to get them back fully into the classroom. Some of these can be very devastating from a social standpoint, from a learning standpoint. But as far as medical, these people all do recover eventually. Again, we want to make sure we pick up head injuries early, make sure it's not something more severe than that. We want to grade the concussions and look at each individual and help them recover at their own time. Most people will be great within a week, but there is that 10% can take weeks or months to recover and may need specialized care, and that care is actually coming, and we're recognizing those individuals quicker now and getting them extra support.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bottom. And that's it for today's Medical Matters. Medical Matters will air every Monday at 11:45 a.m. and at various times during the week. If you have a medical matter you would like to hear about, email us at medicalmatters@canoefm.com. My name is Barry Wilhelm. Thanks for listening.